Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the 21st Century Practical Christian Life. Okay, today I'm just going to be sharing my experience on the topic being angry with God. You know, at some point in my life, I got angry with God, and this was as a result of unanswered prayers, unresolved issues, and a whole lot of that. And then I thought deeply about it, and I realized that it was as a result of, you know, seeking the wrong things. Now, not wrong in the sense of it. I mean, there are things that will bless my life, you know, but my motive for wanting those things were not in alignment with the Word of God. And, you know, it was a series, and I'm not just saying 1 year, 6 months, you know, it was quite a while. Like, those things that I have been seeking was quite a while. So, you know, waiting year upon year upon year to receive those things and still not having them, it made me weak spiritually. I know there's something they say about hope deferred, you know, it makes the heart weak. So I was in that state, you know, unanswered prayers, a lot of unanswered prayers. Little did I know that God wanted me to take a lesson from that experience, but because I was so focused on those things, I was blinded by every other thing, you know. And then my experience has taught me that there are certain situations that we will continue to dwell in if we do not come to the realization that a lesson needs to be learned. Now, take for instance, you are in a class and then you're given an exercise to do, perhaps a calculation exercise. And then your report gets back to you, your report sheet, whatever it is, and you see that you had maybe over 10, you had a 5. And then you're given that same test again, exercise. But rather than seeking for knowledge or checking out the ones you missed to get it right this time, you wrote down exactly the same thing. You do this 3-4 times and you're angry with the teacher, like, why do I keep feeling this thing? This teacher does not like me. This teacher definitely does not like me. Meanwhile, you haven't realized that you keep repeating the same answers, but there is a correct answer to that particular exercise. There are correct answers, but because you keep repeating those same answers, you keep getting it wrong. And then at the end of the day, you think, oh, this teacher doesn't like me. She just wants to fail me. She doesn't want me to pass, or, you know, all those kind of things. Meanwhile, the fault is from your own end. Because if you can actually sit down and get the correction, you don't need it. You don't need to do it more than once, twice, especially if it's the same, you know, same exercise. And it's the same thing with our lives. If it's the same experience, you keep having that same experience over and over again, perhaps you should sit down and think about it. Perhaps you should reflect and just pray to God, God, what is the lesson you want me to learn from this experience? What do I need to know before I move forward? Because at the end of the day, some people might actually spend the whole of their lives learning that lesson and they still wouldn't learn. You know, they'll keep being in that position, that situation for years, for ages. And you know, God is not going to change his principle for one man. He's not going to change his principle for two people. His principle is his principle. This is the experience. This is the lesson you need to learn. Have you learned that a lesson? You can now move forward, because you will definitely need it in that next stage that you are going to. You would need it. And God is not, he didn't call us to this world to be wasted. Because if we keep going at that pace, you know, not learning lessons, just going as it hits us, we're going to come to a ruin. We're going to come to the end of ourselves. And God does not want that. He wants us to get better. He wants us to be the best version of ourselves. And so when you find yourself, you know, being at that stage, you know, I mean, personally, when I was there, I didn't want to listen. I couldn't even pray for 5 minutes. I was that pissed. I was angry. I was livid. Think of any, you know, any hot-tempered language that you can think about. I was there. You know, I began to question myself. It got to a point I had to start asking, you know, others around me if they had been in that situation before. Like, have you ever felt resentment towards God? Have you ever been angry at God? You know, so this is just an encouragement to someone out there. I don't know exactly the situation you found yourself in that has made you develop these feelings, whatever circumstance you are going through. I just want you to know that there is a lesson you need to learn. And rather than get angry at God, I think it's better you just, you know, reflect and think about it and pray. Tell God, what do you want me to pick out? Because really, he's going to tell you, God is going to tell you if you need, if you have to, you know, if you are willing to listen, he's going to tell you, this is what I want you to do. This is what I do not want you to do moving forward. So until you get to that point, you're going to be stuck. You're going to be angry. You're going to believe it. You're going to keep going through life in cycles, you know, the same cycle all on all over again, the same patterns, you know. So we need to get to that point. We need to get to that point. Let me just say a quick prayer. I haven't done this before, but I'm just led to pray for someone out there. Father, Lord Jesus, we pray for your child. Pray for that situation that has brought them to this point. I pray that you bring light to that situation, Lord. You bring light. Let them know what they need to learn. Let them know what they need to learn. Bring them out from that pit of ungratefulness, that pit of resentment, that pit of unhappiness, that pit of depression. Bring them out, Lord, and make them whole again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you're able to pick a few things that you can apply to your life. And I would really love feedback. If you have ever experienced this before, if you are currently experiencing this, please, you can just leave a message. God bless you. Please share to as many people as you can. Enjoy.